Hi, it's Chris from Quirky Neighbor, and today I'm going to be talking about the Gildan 2000 short sleeve t-shirt. Bottom line, I think this is a solid option for print on demand, though not necessarily my first choice. It does offer a wide range of sizes and colors and takes well to printing, but I did find it shrank a lot in length for washing. So this is part of a series where I'm looking at a variety of different t-shirt styles that are available for print on demand. It's actually been very interesting to see the different types of shirts that are available and the differences among them. My focus is on the quality and features of the shirts themselves, less so on the print jobs. I do mention the print jobs where applicable, but it's not my main focus. So my approach in this little project has been I've ordered two samples of each style. I get them in the men's or unisex extra large, one white, one black, or the closest equivalent available in the style. I've used the exact same design file across all of my samples. And for each pair of shirts, within the same style, I order them at the same time from the same vendor, but I have scattered my orders over Printful, Printify, and Gooten. And now these are all short sleeve shirts, and when I get them, I measure them at 3 points on the sleeve length, the center back, and the chest width. Then I wash and dry each twice according to the manufacturer's label and remeasure the same points. That way we can see whether or not the shirts have shrunk and how much. So let's start with some basics of the construction. This style, the Gildan 2000, is made what I've been calling a tubular style, meaning there's no interior side seams. The body fabric, the fabric for the body, has been knit in a tube to the right width, and then it's cut to length, shaping cut in for the sleeves and the neckline. And unlike with some of the, one of the downsides I have found with this tubular style versus types where there's actual side seams stitched in, is I think the side seams give a reference point for when they're doing the print job, so that they tend to come out straighter. I had a higher percentage of shirts using this tubular construction have crooked print jobs, but this one, they actually did a really good job placing them correctly. It's actually one of the best out of all of those with this particular construction method. So overall, I think these shirts are well made with neatly finished seams and hems. One nice touch I noticed is, unlike some of the other shirts where the only place you get the top stitching around the collar is in the back, that's not gonna focus for me, where it's holding in place this taping, on this particular style shirt, they took the top stitching all the way around the neckline, including around the front, which is a nice quality touch, I think. Now the length of both in the body and in the sleeves was shorter than average, I found, within my test group, while the chest width was about average within the test group. Now both of these shirts were 100% cotton in these colors that I've ordered, and the manufacturer does tout the fact that the cotton is 100% USA product and it is sustainably grown and ethically harvested. So that could be an interesting selling point for you. I would consider this a medium weight t-shirt jersey. Now I did find it kind of slightly rough to touch, and it didn't really soften with washing, but at the same time it doesn't seem cheap or flimsy. Now the surface roughness that I talked about just mentioned is visible as little slubs in the fabric, and when you look at it closely, but it didn't seem to have affected the print quality. Now, I did find, when comparing the two samples in this style, I found they were pretty consistent in sizing, which is good. They did shrink in length, both the body and the sleeves, far more than average within the test group. Although, interestingly, the chest width was essentially unchanged. I did notice a twisting within the sleeve hem of the white shirt after washing and drying. Let's see, I'm not sure if it'll show here. It's not gonna focus. It's not unusual with the double needle stitching that you get on a lot of t-shirt sleeves to get what's called tunneling, where it contracts a little bit and makes a little ridge around the sleeve. It's not unusual. But what I did find is it seems almost like twisted within it. And there's a couple things, different things could have caused it, but generally Yeah, I think there were some slight issues with quality control at the manufacturer. Really, I mean, this is really minor, and I think a lot of people would not even notice it, but I felt I had to mention it. Now, the manufacturer claims up to 60 colors available in this style, but I will say at the print-on-demand suppliers I've been looking around at the time of recording, the most I could find was 23 colors. But it is still one of the larger color ranges out there, and it includes a lot of classic colors with what I would consider kind of broad appeal. The unisex sizing is really good, and because it runs from small to 5XL, which is definitely one of the more extensive at the larger end of the range that I've seen. The white shirt of my samples is what I would call a bright white. And then the black shirt is a very true shade, if that makes sense. Where's the front? Here we go. With no hint of skewing toward brown or gray, any gray cast. Now, the pricing is at the lower end of average within my test group. So at least at the time of recording. So while I'm personally not a huge fan of the surface texture, I do think it's still a solid option for a print-on-demand business. I think it's priced well for the quality that you get and has a great range of colors and size options that you can offer your customers. So I hope this was helpful, my little review here of the Gildan 2000 t-shirt. And thanks for watching. If you're interested in some of the nitty-gritty details of the before and after measurements, some close-up photos, take a look at the link in the description box below, and you'll find a link to a post on my site with all that info. Thanks for watching, and hope to see you next time.